Good morning. Clouds and showers hung on tough overnight as that final wave of low pressure continues to pass by off to our south. This will keep some showers going into the early morning drive across parts of interior New York and New England, especially from Albany and points south on the thruway and east into central and southern New England. Gradually, as the low tracks to the east, we'll return to drier weather through the second half of the morning. And this afternoon, as high pressure builds in, we'll have a gradual return to sunshine, which will allow our temperatures to respond accordingly, with most everyone reaching into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. That high pressure will start to dominate the weather tonight, keeping it partly cloudy and dry, with temperatures going back into the comfortable upper 50s and lower 60s for overnight lows. Even more sunshine during the day on Wednesday with that same high pressure keeping the humidity low. It'll be pleasant with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. In fact, that high will keep it dry for the rest of the week. More sunshine in the lower 80s on Thursday and mid-80s with mostly sunny skies and comfortable humidity on Friday. Gradually, by the end of the day on Friday, the humidity will start to creep up a bit and a more summer-like feel will be in the air, though with plenty of sunshine over the weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny in the middle to upper 80s, and on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s to around 90. Temperatures will continue to top out close to 90 for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front currently moving southward and eastward through the mid-Atlantic that put an end to the recent heat wave may still produce some severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rain that'll lead to areas of flash flooding from the Delmarva south to eastern North Carolina. Temperatures and humidity will continue to drop in the front's wake with a much cooler air mass for today. In fact, this may even lead to record low temperatures from the central plains into the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. To the west, a weak front will very slowly move through the Washington and Oregon Cascades with only light rainfall before moving east and push over the divide and into Montana with cooler temperatures for the Pacific Northwest in its wake. And Tropical Depression 3 is located just off the east coast of Florida. The National Hurricane Center is not expecting the depression to intensify into a tropical storm as it moves north, parallel to the coast, but rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches are expected across the Bahamas and the east coast of Florida through the day today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 45 degrees with a north wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 38 degrees. In Albany this morning, cloudy with showers and 63 degrees, the dew point 62, 97% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.82 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy with showers near 70, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 74 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 70, that's 2 degrees below normal. 1.26 inches of precipitation yesterday for the month now, 2.75 inches, which is 18 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 23.62 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 2.12 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1955, 1952, and 1933, and the record low 45 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:25 p.m., 14 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers gradually giving way to some sunshine during the afternoon today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers gradually giving way to some sunshine during the afternoon today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds with showers gradually giving way to sunshine during the afternoon today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder with low humidity near 80, sunny in the lower 80s on Thursday, mostly sunny Friday and Saturday in the middle 80s, on Sunday a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s to around 90, and a mix of sun and clouds on Monday with highs right around 90 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.